You are listening to the Heart of Tradition podcast. Hello, everyone. We're talking today about medical grade products. So there's a lot of confusion around cosmetic products. Does that really exist in medical grade? And, you know, the FDA doesn't really control the cosmetic aspect, topical. They do in some areas, which is called cosmeceutical, which is, you know, if it's said to penetrate the dermal layer or whatever. So leaving that alone, of course, we all know that the best supplements on the planet are not FDA approved. And a lot of people are having mistrust with the FDA in general since COVID and everything else. So trying to find some sense here without using special terms or anything, the medical grade idea, at least historically, would have had to do with purity and, you know, non-solvent treatment or, you know, a selection of solvents and chemicals that could be used apparently to make this, that, or the other. So, of course, today with legislation, everything gets crazy. And when you find pharmaceutical grade stuff, especially magnesium oil, they're all cheap and they're horrible. So you're like, wow, USP doesn't really promise anything, does it? You know, so it's just solvent treated, undiscerning strata. You can just take any strata, pull stuff out of it, solvent treat it, pull the potassium out, which is 99% of all the strata on the planet as far as like industrial usage is through carnallite and through other types of stone that you have to extract potassium out of. So when you find natural bischofite layers, which the only one mine in the whole world is out of Vendam, Holland, and a lot of brands are pretending to say that they're coming from that source, but when you try to push further and ask them for certificate of origin, they don't give it to you. They will not tell you the real origin of anything. And they're hoping that a lawsuit never forces them to disclose true origins. So for now, none of those lawsuits have happened. People are just making their money and doing internet businesses and finding the cheap buy box on Amazon and making 30 grand a week, you know, importing really bad magnesium, which actually contaminates the body for up to 7 years on the hydroxyapatite layer of the bone. And then it's used to build out the nerves and bones and structure and calcium and calcification fixation fixation of calcium. And it also is used for hormones and to process sugar better in the brain and, you know, the heart, hypotensive, natural hypotensive that we used to give before we had all the synthetic medication. We even gave it for diabetes for better sugar usage in the body. Before we had insulin. So a lot of these things were always around. And so we're realizing that in this world of like thousands of labels and thousands of new legislations and regulations, that sometimes the medical grade basically is defaulting to just purity. So molecular purity, meaning the molecule is uncontaminated with anything else, not a purity made by man, because that's what they like to sell you. We can make that pure by adding chemicals to it, and those chemicals completely disappear, and they have no effect on the truncation or the molecule itself. And so this is kind of ridiculous because, you know, raw milk molecule and really cheap pasteurized, heavily heated, destroyed milk, same molecule, but do different things in the body. So we're trying to get out of this overly simplistic way of thinking and be a little bit more subtle and nuanced in understanding what a natural state magnesium looks like coming from a bischofite clear stone in nature and then bottled directly in glass with only that one ingredient. So this is medical grade. This is the de facto medical grade. It's also the de facto therapeutic grade. Purest form of magnesium on earth, basically. And that's a true statement because there is no other source with this quantity of bischofite. It's not exploitable either because it's thousands and thousands of years worth of this stuff. I mean, the size of the discovery is the size of almost the whole of Scandinavia. It's an enormous discovery. So think about that when you're trying to make your purchases, because there is a medical grade magnesium and no one's doing it. Everybody goes straight into glycinate, citrate, everything else. They don't ever ask, well, where'd you get the magnesium from? That part of the formula, before you added even more processes to it to break down that and create your glycinate and your citrate. Where did you get the magnesium from? You know, and usually you have undiscerning rock strata, which already had to go through a lot of work. You know, big industries here, they just use de-icing for magnesium. They burn it. They use it for icing for jets, de-icing. Also used for a lot of other industrial applications on the roads, et cetera. And so they use this, and this technical grade magnesium is everywhere. And it makes it cheap for these industries because they can just get they can get it from Europe. It can come from China, then to Europe, and then to its destination, and make drop-offs and pick up other chemicals and solvents and burnt cake of magnesium and other industrial types of products. Some even in some areas, there's even asbestos and other things that are part of that mining operation when you get into this world of just zero control over where the origin of anything is coming from. And so as these ships play around, you get all these certificates coming from, wherever you want to get them from. It can be analyzed in Holland, and you can get a certificate of analysis there. But the origins change everything. And so a lot of people are just chiming into this easy game of just ordering magnesium through these tankers and boat carriers. These large containers that are just traveling with industrial goods all over the world. It makes it very cheap. They can get, this technical grade magnesium, take that chloride, glycinate it, citrate it, threonate it, do whatever they want to do to it, and then they sell it to you. And what nobody ever thinks about is, what about the molecule itself? What is it doing in the body once it gets delivered by whatever process that makes it more assimilatable or whatever in the body? What is being delivered in the end, that molecule? And what is that molecule capable of, being a weaker molecule treated with all these chemicals, extracted in that way, truncated, little micro, stubs of the solvents remain, causing itchiness. And so what does all of this do in the body? We're using magnesium. This is what we're learning. We're using it to age properly, to age different than our fellows, by understanding the deficiency and how to use it based on history through the skin, as the Greeks and Romans did. That whole bath culture was not about soap. That was about mag deficiency. So we're coming back on this whole mystery of how to treat ourselves to where we don't create a 7-year paradigm of bad magnesium all floating throughout our system. And then this creates a weaker human, weaker calcification, more hypoxia because of calcification, arthritis because of calcification. These things are happening because of calcium, heart attack because also of calcification. And so many things are happening through the calcium paradigm because we're not understanding the mag deficiency and the way to get it in through the dermal layer where the nerves are in the ectoderm. So we're trying to, and not the mesoderm where the mouth is. Magnesium is needed in the mesoderm too, but it's the way you bring it in. You bring it through the ectoderm to the mesoderm, like the Greeks and Romans did, like the ocean does. We copy nature. I'm a naturopath. We try to copy nature in these things. You don't try to reinvent the wheel when it comes to food and the body's needs. That's already been done by Europe in large fashion, and Asia and everywhere else. We go back in history to figure out the mysteries of nutrition. So, and the body and everything else. But so taking this one step further, this medical grade or therapeutic grade or pure formulation of magnesium is what you should be seeking, because it's a very important molecule to have in your body. There's 900 processes going on there. So you don't want to be cheap here. It's not like, oh, I got one for $2. It's like, no, spend 25, and they're going to cost 25 anyway for the cheap crap. In cheap plastic. And seriously, so why not get something for that same price, which is healthy? And so learning to like use glass, see that as a moniker or as a symbol of quality now. It used to not be. I mean, glass was cheap enough. But now after COVID and transportation, people who are using glass, they're doing it based on principle. There could be some people who could use glass to hide value of something else, but that's fading now because plastic has just taken an, if you're already at a low acumen with your with how you're trying to create your industry or your business and you just want to go cheap, then you're not going to hold the glass either. And so, and you know, they'll always explain, oh, but it's shipped in plastic. So what does it matter if we go glass or plastic? Yeah, that's a weak argument. Because the olive oil people figured out that that was a complete farce when they tried to do that and lost all the flavor and even durability and, you know, peremption or what is that called? The date of, what is that called? I've got everything in French in my brain. You say peremption, but, you know, the limited date of usage. So that limited date of usage changes for all these products too when they're in plastic. And then they get leached into the molecule. The sad thing about magnesium is that it's one of the only compounds in the body or molecules in the body that has the role of, through enzyme chelated catalyzation, like a catalyzation of enzyme chelation, you could say, allows for those plastics to come out of the body. All those studies on endocrine disruptors and leaching plastics and hormone disruptors like that, fake estrogens, you know, pseudoestrogens or whatever, they all conclude, most of them conclude with transpiration and sweating as the way to get this stuff out. On monkeys, they've done a lot of these studies, Dr. Ellsworth and other people. And so learning about this, you know, so magnesium comes out in the sweat. That's well known. Magnesium is part of that detoxification. It's also part of the acid residues in our muscles when we cramp. And so it's pulling these things out. It's pumping them out. It's the magnesium potassium pump for a reason. And so it's pumping these things out and getting these things to exit through the transpiration. Not only transpiration is one vector, but you know, the body will detoxify in any orifice it can, like from hair to sebum to stool to urine, whatever it can get out. So heavy metals and everything else, aluminum especially. Magnesium is a big enemy to aluminum. So learn this about, don't be fooled about USP and some of these other labelings as far as the quality of the magnesium. There may not be using a certain solvent that they've, you know, that they've allowed for that label to exist because they're not using a certain solvent or something like that. But this doesn't mean anything as far as quality at all, like the quality of the magnesium, the non-refined, untransformed state, etc. So always get the right stuff, theheartoftradition.com. Come check us out in glass, one ingredient. And so, yeah, stick with the best for all your magnesium needs. Do not go cheap here. It's way too valuable. It affects everything. Thanks.